Hey y'all, it's been the longest minute, my bad. I was gone because I was sitting over here trying to like rewatch How to Get Away with Murder because I realized that I didn't finish the last season, so I just rewatched the whole thing. Honestly, want to watch it again because I don't know why people don't like How to Get Away with Murder. I honestly don't. They be sitting over there talking about some, ooh, because Annalise is this and this is this and a hypocrite. I'm like, child, so was everybody else in that show and Scandal and every other show that you be sitting over there watching. So, go and come again. Shoot. Child, but I'm really just here for Michaela and Connor and Oliver. Because, ooh, child, Connor and Oliver. I just want me a boyfriend like Oliver. Like, oh, my gosh. And he was fine too. And he was Asian. Come through. Oh my goodness. But that's why I was gone. Also because I was catching up on some anime stuff and some work and junk. So it was just a wrap for me. But oh my gosh. Let's get to the real reason why I'm doing this podcast today. And that's to vent. Because, honestly, at this point, I can no longer even. I'm just over it. So, it is, what, 7:33 p.m. I go and get into an argument today with my two sisters and my dad. At 9:40 today in the morning, I'm at work, not even all the way awake yet, okay? I'm not a morning person, an afternoon person, a night person, you know what I'm saying? I'm a no-time person. So don't come at me with nothing, please, which is so crazy because I explain that to everybody, yet everybody's always coming at me with some foolishness. I can't. But you go. And I do not like my dad, like, at all. I strongly dislike this person just because of, you know, things that have happened in the past with me growing up, you not being there, and a whole lot of, you know, lying, cheating, and a whole lot of extra stuff that you did with my mom and, you know, me and my brothers. It is 8 of us all together. It's 4 boys and 4 girls. But, let me see. 4 boys, which is me and my brothers. We all have the same mom. 2 of my sisters have the same mom. And then 1 of my sisters has her own mom. Wait a minute. Hold on, wait, redo. How many of us is there? See, and that's the problem. Don't nobody even know. Okay, 4 brothers got 1 mom. 1 sister has her own mom. Another sister has her own mom. And then 2 sisters have their own mom. So it is 1, 2, 3, 4 females, female parents in all. 1 guy, boom. Now, before I get into this, I need to explain thoroughly what's really going on. So, it's 9:40 in the morning. Stay with me because this is finna be a hell of a ride. I'm going and, you know, I'm working, I'm doing everything that I need to do, which is basically sitting in this chair, you know, my mask on, taking people's temperatures at this door, not really even doing anything. I'm sitting over here watching Madam Secretary, which ended in 2019. Did not even know, but, you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I don't know. I'm really just trying to get something more like Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, although I didn't even finish Scandal because Olivia was getting on my nerves, although I still love Kerry Washington. But just they just was really making her character just really something. Besides the point, But I'm watching, you know, Madam Secretary doing all the stuff that I need to be doing. And getting a text at like 9:40. Now, again, let me back up again. I do not like my dad. My brothers don't like our dad. It has been stated several times that my sisters don't like him either, especially one of them, which is the sister that asked the question in this group chat at 9:41 in the morning, saying, "I have a serious question. How come you all..." Rephrase. She says, "I have a serious question." No period. "Why do y'all hate dad so much? Question mark." Take the question however you want, but I just want to know. One of my other sisters, you know how you got like the little, everybody got an iPhone and you go and if you hold a message, you can use like an explanation point, a ha-ha or whatever. So one of my other sisters like used an explanation point. So I put a question mark on the question. So the one sister, and I'm actually going to use names, so try to keep up. Get your pen and your pencil, honey. So, the one sister, Simone, which is the one that I was saying, I know for a fact dislikes our dad as much as we do because I was just driving her to her mom's house. And I mean, just out of nowhere, she's sitting over here for real bad mouthing this dude in the back of the car. And just going off about how you don't like this dude and all this other stuff. Really, honestly, at this point, I feel like you was trying to bait me into saying something, but I wasn't, because I'm like, I'm not finna allow this dude to like control anything that I'm doing. He's not the topic of my conversation. He is not on my mind every second of the day. So I don't care. She probably need to vent. I've been there. It's fine. It's whatever. But Simone, she's the one that asked the question about, you know, how come we hate our dad. And, I put a question mark on what she had asked, and she texted me privately and says, "You know what I'm talking about. I'm just really wanting to know because I talked to him yesterday. That's why I asked the question." And I was like, okay, so maybe you need to explain yourself and you need to give either an example, or you need to, you know, answer that question yourself before, you know, wanting somebody else to ask a question. Like, I mean, to answer the question that you're asking, because that's just out of the blue. That's crazy. That's ridiculous. And she was like, "No, I just wanted to know this. And I'm like, "Oop, oh," and I'm done. I said, "No, don't." She says, "I'm finna juice you up later." I said, "Oh, and don't juice me on anything." I said, because everybody is feelings is about to get hurt up in this long ass essay I'm about to send, because I'm over it. And she kept texting. I don't even know what the heck she said, because I left. I said, "Nope." I went to Kyrie, which is the girl that used the explanation point, kind of like agreeing with my with Simone. And at first, it seemed like she wasn't trying to agree. She was trying to figure out why she was asking the question. But then she went and she was saying, "No, I also want to know the response to y'all response to the question," when she was in the group chat. And I said, "Now, wait a minute. So basically what you're telling me is Kyrie don't have to explain why y'all hate dad. Simone doesn't have to explain why y'all hate dad. My other sister, she did not say anything. We know why she didn't say anything. So obviously she was not a part of the question. And my the last sister is like, like 8 or 9. So she don't even got a phone. So basically you were just asking the boys, and the boys are obligated to answer this question in a group chat that our dad is in. Mind you, we have 2 group chats plus, you know, the individual private chat thing. So you could have, you know, messaged me privately and asked me this kind of question, or you could have just went into the group chat that the siblings are in, because you were trying to make it known that it's just you that wants the answer to this question. You were like, "No, I'm just asking because I want to know and things like that. I'm like, okay, that's so crazy because if I want to know something, I'm not going to Walmart and literally trying to start a fight with the person that I'm trying to ask a question with. Just, you know, in front of everybody. I said, this is not you just want to know something. This was a call out and it was just for the boys. And you were like, no, it's not for the boys. This is this. Now, Jaden, which is the brother that is right under me. He barely really says anything because he does not like our dad at all. He doesn't say anything to him, doesn't say anything to anybody. We all actually just met up on Sunday to this past Sunday to meet up with like all of our siblings, like no parents, no nothing, just the siblings, because we haven't seen each other in I don't know how long. Which so Jaden goes into this chat and basically says, hate is a very strong word. I don't hate anyone. There are few people that I strongly dislike in this world, and unfortunately, he is one of them. Now, my brother goes to the New England Conservatory or whatever. So he is real with that white uppity, you know, talking proper foolishness. Me? No, I said what I said and I said what I said and that's on what? Period. I have no time to be sitting over here beating around the bush with these doggone long ass words that I can't even pronounce. No, I'm finna help you out. I can talk like him, but I refuse to because I need you to understand exactly what I'm saying. But before I even get to me, Jaden then continues to say that we all just met up on Sunday. If you just wanted to know this, you should have, you know, said something about it while we were all together instead of doing all this extra. And I was basically agreeing with Jaden. And she goes and Simone says, well, no, I just wanted to know, you know, I just wanted to know. That's why I'm asking. And I just thought of this like just now. I'm like, wait a minute. Sweetie, honey, wait a minute. Do you know how stupid you sound? Honestly, at this point, I don't think that anybody else got offended. I know that Jaden did just because of how he was talking, although he will not, you know, claim it. And my sisters don't know. And if they do, they don't really care because they were really aiming it towards me. Although they were really aiming it towards Jaden and my other brother, Batman, because those two are the ones that don't deal with my dad at all. I tried to at least have a conversation with my dad just because I feel like I need to have some kind of connections with my sisters. And he is basically all over that. Like, he has all the control over my sisters' lives. And you have to go through him to even talk to my sisters. So that's the only reason why I even try to talk to him or anything like that. And I only talk to him when, you know, it's concerning my sisters and that's it. But Jaden is basically, you know, saying that, you know, I don't like this dude either. You could have said all this on Sunday and that's crazy. And she was over here like, no, I just thought about this just now. And I'm like, it's 9:40 in the morning, 9:41, 9:40, whatever. It's still the morning. You usually wake up at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon because you have no job. You're staying with your boyfriend that you constantly get in fights with because you are sitting over here letting him cheat on you and put his hands on you and stuff. So how about you focus on the relationship that you have with him instead of the relationship that we have with our dad, which, I'm sorry, frankly, does not concern you whatsoever because that's the connection that I have with my dad. He has with his dad. My brothers have with their dad. Nothing to do with you because everybody's connection with everybody is different. So I don't even know why this line of questioning is even allowed. Why it's something that you would even ask. And that's literally what I said in my message. I furthermore went to say, honestly, I think about a lot of things, you know. I just thought about a whole lot of stuff. You know, I be thinking that, wow, I really don't like this job and I want to go home. I don't act on what I just thought or am thinking about. I think thoroughly about everything that I'm about to do real fast to make sure I'm all in the clear before I decide to do something. And you did not. You literally went out of your way to go and try to start some foolishness early this morning.
After that, she literally like just went on guard and started going ham on me as if everything that I was saying was not true. And after that, it was a wrap. Because she was saying, well, it's just a question. And if you feel offended. And after that, I kind of just blacked out. Everything else she said was null and void. Because first of all, don't tell me how I feel. Don't. I can't stand when people do that. Do not tell me how I'm feeling. I'm not offended. I am setting you straight because you are out of line. What kind of question is that? I went and I said it in this message. I said, it's weird and funny to me how we're asking these questions now. Because again, like Jaden said, we were all together on Sunday. And I know you're lying about the just now thinking about it. Because who wakes up in the morning thinking, oh my gosh, why do my brothers hate my dad? What, girl? No, I'm waking up and I'm like, dang, I gotta pee. Hold up, wait, I can't even pee for how hungry I am, honey, because I be eating. No, I'm worried about my stomach talking to me. Dang. And how much I got to pee. I ain't thinking about nothing else. I'm thinking about myself. Hello? Get it together, girl. But I just couldn't. Then, it was just a whole lot. Then I went and I kept stating, hold on, wait. Let me look at these messages real quick. Cause I can't. It was just a whole lot. And I went and I said, and for you to be sitting over here asking about our dad is in the group chat. So if he had a problem with the relationship that we have with him, because I really feel like this message was aimed towards just the boys. She says, no, it wasn't. It was for everybody. I said, oh, that's so crazy because Kyrie literally just put a little exclamation mark or whatever after what you had said. She did not explain anything yet. And we're just okay with that because you didn't say anything to her yet. Because she's in the chat. You know she is. And you didn't say anything to her. So, obviously, it's aimed towards the boys. Because even before I said that, she goes to say that me and Kyrie just want to know. I said, okay, so obviously, yes, it was towards the boys. And she says, well, of course, we're just talking about the boys. Because that's when I knew you had snapped and you had caught an attitude. Because I kept grilling you on something that you already knew. And I want to be clear with everybody listening here, okay? Scooby-Doo is my favorite show, honey. I went to school for the criminology and all that doggone law foolishness trying to be a cop. Don't worry. I dropped out because it was a whole lot trying to go to school, have an apartment, and go to work. It was just a whole lot going on. Something had to go. But I am really into that sleuthing stuff, and I love psychology. I be making people do stuff that they say they don't want to do, and I surely will make them do it and make them think that is exactly what they wanted to do. I play no games, okay? No, because I'm not with it. Shoot. But I'm also a Power Ranger. I only use my powers for good. But look, Scooby-Doo is my favorite show. I watch Case Closed. I'm on Conan. Ooh, SVU, hey Olivia, I'm here. I'm here for it. So, yeah. I'm ready. I'm sleuthing, honey. I'm like reading, and I'm reading in detail exactly what everybody is saying in this doggone group chat because I need to put together the facts before I even send this long message I'm about to send. So you're like, yeah, of course. It's about the boys. That's Simone. That's what Simone said. And I said, oh, okay. Because that's what I thought. That's the feeling that I was getting. And that's a problem for me. I literally, me personally, okay, just spent $136 getting food and everything for us to meet up at this park because we haven't seen each other in I don't know how long. And for you to sit over here and ask that kind of question is literally crazy. I said, everybody knows how I feel in this group chat. I let it be known how I feel about everybody. Just because I said it in a different way does not mean that I did not tell you how I felt. If you did not pick up what I was saying when I was sitting over there talking like my brother Jaden, that means that you're stupid and that has everything to do with you and nothing to do with me, sir. Get it together. I'm not finna sit over here and have you for real coming for me and my brothers in this group chat and think that you finna get away with it. Especially after I spent all that money for your ungrateful ass. Absolutely not. And she's sitting over here. I mean, whoop, went all off the handle. I mean, calling me everything but my name, doing all the extra. My sister Kyrie is sitting over here saying, well, honestly, I just feel like as a family, you know, whenever it comes to family, that's just a disconnect. And I went and I stepped in and I said, absolutely not. Family where? Family who? Family where? Family who, hun? Because right now it seems like it's y'all against the rest of us and it's not fair, like at all. The only reason why Simone likes Dad, and I made sure I put her name in the message. The only reason why Simone likes Dad is because he gives her money. And whenever he doesn't give her money is when you get on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and even in group chats or whatever. Phone calls, whatever. Bad mouthing this dude. I mean, going in because he didn't give you no money. Sweetie, get a job. What? Girl, get out. Ask him to buy you a car, but then you finna disrespect him and be all kinds of rude and just crazy. But you want him to buy you a car? You want him to give you money? Oh my gosh, that's so. What? Girl, bye. Get out of here. I can't with you. And then Kyrie be over here claiming that she don't like him either. Talking about some, he's making me do this, he's making me do that, and all this other foolishness. Because he's over here sleeping with your mom. And now your mom is doing whatever he wants her to do because your mom is stupid. So you don't like your mom or your dad. So why are you sitting over here on their side? And honestly, I don't want to fault her because I know for a fact that my dad was over there with her while this entire situation was going on. And if he wasn't, I also know for a fact that my dad, her dad or whatever, has full control over her phone. And she's always getting in trouble, over some really stupid stuff that has nothing to do with her. But they always make it seem like it is her. And it's just a whole lot of. So, I mean, I don't want to fault her, but you're about to be 17. There comes a time where you need to stick up for yourself, and that is on period. Like, you could have came and stayed with me. We could have got you emancipated. We could have did something because your parents treat you like trash and stay abusing you and all this other stuff. Like, no, I'm not here for it. I don't try to stick up for you and say something for you, but I cannot help people that do not want to be helped, and I'm done trying because I'm not finna sit here and let you come for me and my brothers. I'm not. And so, back to the story. So, Simone is going in this group chat. It is now maybe like 10 or 11. And she's basically saying, well, it's just a question. If you feel offended about what I was asking, that's on you. Because obviously you didn't understand the question. And thank you, Jaden, for telling us this is this. I said, now, wait a minute. I literally just said everything that Jaden said, except I did not say whether I like the dude or not. Jaden said he strongly likes this dude. And you're agreeing with Jaden talking about, thank you. I just said exactly what Jaden said, just in my own words. And you have an issue with what I said? Okay, no, that makes me seem like you have an issue with just me. And I need you to address that with me right now because that's just insane to me. What? I don't do anything to anybody. I stay trying to help everybody because, you know, I'm the oldest. I'm sitting over here. Y'all come to me for literally everything. I don't be having money, don't be having no kind of way to get to any of y'all, but I find a way real fast and be trying to help every last one of y'all. What are you talking about? Have me all kinds of confused. And then, on top of that, I don't think you remember who you were talking to. Because last I checked, my name was Sherrod and not all the other elementary words that you kind of just plopped up in there. Like, what? Get it together, miss, because you're doing the most. I also went and I told her that she shouldn't have, you know, asked that kind of question in this group chat. I feel like she should have asked the question in the group chat that just the siblings are. I told her, I literally said right here, I do not like when I'm being called out without being called out when I know it's a call out. Like, you literally tried to call me out. And again, what do you mean it's just a question? Let me tell you something, which I, everything that I'm about to say, I said in the same. I said, when a white woman asks a black female, is that weave in your hair real hair? They won't say weave, but they know it's weave. But they'll be like, oh, is that your real hair? It's just a question, so you can't get mad. But I know for a fact that you are about to light fire under Karen's ass. Correct? Right. So basically, what that is one of them fire starter questions. And that is what that question was that you just asked me. So don't you dare sit over here and act like, oh, it's just a question. Because, oh, is that your real hair is a question. But you still finna knock out whoever just said that. So come again. She's sitting over here and Simone says, you know where I stay. What's good? This is this and all this other stuff. I'm like, girl, I will not fight you. For what? For telling the truth, because you all up in your feelings, because you sitting over here trying to get some money for dad because you want favor from him because you think that he's finally finna give you some money after all the times that he keeps saying no because he's not giving you money since this year or last year or the year before, and you trying to like get you some clout with him because maybe if you do him this favor about trying to be on his side and stick up for him, you're going to get some money. Wow, so crazy, because I want you to know your father does not like you. Like, he has told me, and he has stated on several occasions that he does not. Okay, so we're going, and she literally, like, piss. She's going. She's going in. She's in over here. Wow. That's so crazy how she's saying, you can stop talking to me. Don't associate with me. This is this. And just, you know, hold on. Let me read it. Hold on. Wait a minute, because y'all be, I'm not finna get stuff twisted. I need a word for word because, oh, I can't, because that's so aggravating. Don't come for me and feel like you shouldn't be, you know, slapped. She's sitting over here and she said, let me get to where the part I is, because, you know, this is a long ass thing. She's basically saying, haven't we all asked him for money? And I never caught an attitude about him not giving me anything, honey. I literally said, hold on, honey, because I can go ahead and listen to some doggone recordings that I done recorded. You literally saying, and he always sitting over here acting like he ain't got no money. He got like 5 different jobs and I done seen his wallet and he don't pay child support. So where the money going? He don't pay no bills. So where the money going? And you can't even spot me 20? Really? Okay, so I want to know it to y'all. Like, does that sound like an attitude? Because, sweetie, it sounds like an attitude to me. Sounds like an attitude. You caught an attitude because he ain't give you money. Come on now. Don't be funny, honey. What? So, after that, I had let one of my coworkers and my mom read what was going on because I was so over it. I was so done. I come back to my phone. Kyrie says, well, have you ever thought that, you know, and she was talking specifically to Jaden. Kyrie has never said two words to me directly in this group chat. She says, Jaden, have you ever thought that your dad just has hurt feelings because of the way that you all feel about him? Jaden says, no, I have not thought about it that way. But even then, it's still his responsibility to come to me and ask me and try to build a relationship with me, because even whether I'm grown or not, I am still the child in this situation. I have tried to have some kind of relationship with you. And each time I tried to have a relationship with you, I have been disappointed. It's and he has failed to meet my expectations. He can't meet my expectations, but he has never even tried to do so. So I can't help him. So no. And I said, okay. And I agree with Jaden because no, I don't care if he has hurt feelings or not. He is a grown ass man. Oops. Oh, well. He's the one that decided to knock up a whole bunch of females and have a whole lot of kids and then literally have want to have nothing to do with those kids until they get successful. Because you only go around one of my other brothers when they're good at basketball. You only try to come around me after your sister came to one of my swim meets and literally like was like, oh, he's good. This is this. And then you wanted to come to me and act like we're all buddy-buddy when some coach from outside wants to come and recruit me for something and then want to act like you made it happen when you didn't. My swim team coach did. So, yeah. Okay. And then you also want to take credit for me doing gymnastics and ballet, which is so crazy because I put myself through some of those classes for a play that I was doing when I was living with him after I got kicked out because I was gay. From my mom's house. So, question mark? Don't take credit for things that you didn't do. Then you also try to take credit for me knowing mixed martial arts and weaponry when one of my coworkers is a professional MMA fighter who taught me all of that stuff, which I use for auditions. What are you talking about? I can't. You only come and try to do come to one of your boys whenever we're succeeding in something, which we usually always are. Whenever it comes to like art, sports, or something like that, like we're usually doing stuff. Especially if like we stick up on it, like this podcast, and not really doing too great, just because I really don't be on it and I don't tell nobody about it. So you know, it's honestly just for me. But like anything else, like plays, musicals and stuff that I have written and performed have done honestly pretty well. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And you only want to act like, you know, I'm your child when I'm getting money or when I'm being successful and you want to go and you're like, oh yeah, I'm his dad. No. So we're done because you did not intervene in any of this conversation, this argument, I'm sorry, until around 1 something. So after I got my phone back and I was literally saying that, okay, no, I don't care about his feelings, all this other stuff, because it is his responsibility to come to us because, again, whether we're going or not, like Jaden said, he is still the father in this situation. So, I mean, he is still the father and we are still the kids. So, yeah, go and come again. You just stop. And she, Kyrie was like, oh, yeah, I understand. And then that was about it from her. Until like a little later. But Simone says, well, I still just need to understand why y'all, why you don't like him. And really like just singled out me. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Because at first it was y'all. Then it was the boys. Then it was Sherrod. And now it's literally like you are for real talking directly to me. So I'm like, okay. Because at this point, I'm over it. I'm over it. And right after I say what I was finna say is when my dad decided to get involved. So my brother Jaden had disagreed with me. I was agreeing with everything that Jaden said, but he had disagreed with me when I said that I don't think that she should have wrote or asked that question in this group chat. He felt like that she should have because we are talking about the person, a person that is in this group chat. I said, oh, but wait, because you don't even know all the information. I'm gonna need you to get all the facts, sir. We grew up in the same house, but obviously we don't share the same brain. You better come on, because you watch Case Closed too. Stay up. Stay with me. Get on your game, honey. Stay ready so you don't gotta get ready. Hello? I said, oh, hold on. You think that it shouldn't be in this chat? I said, because she's only asking for your dad because she texted me privately saying that she talked to him yesterday, and that's why she asked the question. Jaden's like, oh, wait. I said, right. So basically, she was just trying to be messy asking that question for a grown-ass man that needs to ask this question himself and try to build some kind of connection with his kids himself. And he was all just taken aback. She was like, he ain't even asked me to do this. This is this and this. I'm sorry, but you coming out your face and saying that he didn't means that he did. So get out. Then she went and she started, I mean, really going in on me. And I had to stop for a second and I had to come back and I said, and I'm over it. I can't. Like, I'm not here. I can't. My presence, I have just gone out the window. It gone. I go and I say, you know what, bitch? I'm over it. I don't have time to be sitting over here talking to ignorant people about stupid questions. But since we want to get there, since we want to go there with me, okay, because I done tried everything in my power to avoid the situation, but you steady coming for me. You coming, and I have not said anything to you. Oh, well, honey, here I am. Hi. You wanted me, you got me. First of all, you keep saying that I have a problem with, you know, the question that is being asked. And sorry if it's like an echo 1 minute and then echo not, because I'm pacing. I'm gone. So you're going and you're saying that, I have a problem with the question. It's just a question. You need to calm down. This is this. I stated fully, and here we go. I don't have a problem with the question. I have a problem with how the question was worded, because that wasn't really a question. That was a statement with a question mark. You said, why do y'all hate dad? I want to know. First of all, that's implying that we literally said, and it is a fact, that we hate our father. Nobody ever said that. We all claim, and like literally our brother, we were raised in like a Christian home. So we're all like, hate is a very strong word. Like, I don't use that unless I'm joking around or if I'm talking about like a material thing. Like, oh no, I hate them things. I'm not using those. You know what I mean? And even then, it's not even like a real hate. It's like I don't like them. You know what I mean? But, you know, sometimes don't like just, you know, don't get the point across. And I'm like, oh no, I hate them things. And it's not even like, you know, that big of a deal. But when you hate a person, like, oh, no, I hate that person. I'm like, oh, no, because the people you hate is the people that you are exactly the people that you are finna turn out to be. I don't have time for it because I'm what? No. No, thank you. So I'm going and I'm basically saying, OK, and you should have asked this question a different way. You should have said, how do y'all feel about your dad or something like that? You shouldn't have said that. Oh, like say that as it was a fact that we hate our dad. I said that entire question is all these accusations that you are throwing at me and my brothers are pure speculation and hearsay, because nobody has ever said anything. Our dad is literally talking to you to get information out of the rest of us, and nobody's saying anything. Like, literally, when we were all together on Sunday, she was the one that kept trying to bring him up. And when he, you know, didn't come up like she planned, because we weren't having it, because I'm like, I ain't got time for that. You literally was trying to go home because you thought you was finna catch somebody in something, and you're not. No, thanks. I know you thought. But I thought faster, honey. I'm sorry. I may not be in school like the rest of y'all, but do know I'm smarter than all the rest of y'all. Don't play with me. Do not try me. I can't. But furthermore, after I said that, she was like, hold on, wait. Oh, I ain't even finished. I said, I don't have a problem with the question. I have a problem with the way the question was worded. I also have a problem with who asked the question, because let me be thoroughly clear. Okay, I'm ready. Okay. You are not related to us in any way, shape, form, or fashion, sweetie. There is no blood relation. Our dad just signed the birth certificate, which then makes you our sister. So I have a problem with you sitting over here acting like we're all siblings and buddy-buddy and junk with the man that has been sitting over here lying to you your entire life. I take offense to the questions and the allegations and accusations that have been thrown in my face today, because you are obviously not affected by any of this, because you are not related to us at all. And if you didn't know, oops, oh well, because now you know. And if you did know, shame on you for being messy anyway. That's hella disrespectful. You do not do that. I do not come to you and try to fix problems between you and your mother. Because that's you and your mom. That's the connection you have with your mom. I have a different connection than you when it comes to your mom. So you should have absolutely nothing to say when it comes to me or my brother's connection with our dad. That's all him. He needs to figure that out quickly, I might add. Okay? So get it together. You're going, and they're all just all kinds of shook. I'm like, I have no time. What you're not going to do is keep over here talking about me. She goes, and it's so crazy because just before I even stated that, I literally said that that question was only asked because of who our mom is. Our dad, honestly, to this day, I truly believe that he still likes my mom, and it's why he gives us and her such a hard time. He's always sleeping with all other girls. This is just a whole lot of, but he still likes my mom. Like, I just feel it in the questions he be asking and just how he be trying to talk bad about her in front of us and our sisters and everything. It's just, honestly, it's obvious. It's very, it's obvious. So she was literally just like, oh, nobody talks about your mom. This is this. Because I was literally saying that y'all only mad because our dad still likes our mom. And you're also mad because us four as the boys that, you know, been here, you know way more about dad than you all do. Even though he was not spending time with us, like, at all. And when he did, it was to yell at us or try to hit us or something. Like, it was not, like, a really good relationship. Like, he had his girlfriend coming and picking us up from school instead of him. We'd go home, and I'm sorry, not home, his girlfriend's house, and see him, you know, just sitting there talking about some, oh, y'all here watching Dragon Ball Z. Like, that's it. We need help with homework. Who was helping us? His girlfriend, not him. Like, he wasn't doing anything. So come and go again with any of the bullshit you sitting over here trying to talk about, but it's fine. It's whatever. So I surely did let you know that do not try to sweep in front of my door until your area is cleaned up, honey. You're not related to us. No relation. And I feel so bad for, like, kind of playing that card. But at the same time, I'm so over trying to be polite and, you know, act like the bigger person. It is 2020. There's no more trying to be the bigger person. I am over it. I'm sick of every month coming up with a new doggone argument just to say the same shit. We have been down this road too many times for y'all to be sitting over here asking questions and throwing stuff at my face specifically. But honestly, soon as you came for my brothers as well, it was a wrap. I literally said, I don't like my mom, okay? I don't like anybody in this group chat. But what we're not finna do is sit over here and act like y'all are not asking these kind of questions and doing all this extraness because our mom is who she is. She's not sitting over here and playing with our dad like all of y'all moms, okay? Y'all mom sitting over there opening y'all legs to him even till this day trying to marry him. My mom is not dealing with him whatsoever. And that's why you all have a problem. And y'all can take that up with whoever, but it's not me. My name's not whoever, hun. Go find whoever, because he's out there. He's waiting for you to come and talk to him. That's it. I can't. I'm over it. Like, I for real honestly feel like I'm going to lose my voice because of all the extraness that I was sitting over here doing today. Like, it was a whole lot. But after that is when my dad has stepped in, and he was sitting over there talking about, oh, Rod, you're out of line. Wait a minute. No, because everything that she was saying wasn't. I'm the only person that was out of line because I was literally saying stuff that everybody else was saying, which is really, everybody else is really Jaden. And he, like, literally flat out and said that he don't like you and all this other foolishness, which I have told you in person. I have told him in person that I don't like him. I have told everybody that needs to know that I don't like this person or like them to their face. I will also talk about it behind your back. Whatever I say behind your back is exactly what I'm going to say in front of your face. So I want that to be clear as well. So he's sitting over there. Oh, Rod, that was out of line. And she goes, she says, and who told you that? Yo, stank ass mama and this. I said, now, wait a minute. Didn't you just say that nobody be talking about your mama? And here you go talking about my mama. And no, she did not tell me that. There are other reasons why I believe that. Like, I don't know, tests, results that I've seen since your dad thought he was real slick. No. No, just because I'm young don't mean I can't read. I'm sorry, I was young don't mean I can't read. Because he went and was trying to show me, like, little papers and proof and all this other stuff of what my mom was supposed to do when it was really him that was supposed to do it. It was, like, little court orders. And he accidentally had shown me some, like, little paternity tests or whatever. And I was like, wow, hold on. That says Simone. That says not the father. Hello. What are you doing? I grew up homeschooled. Like, we was really, like, on the ball super early. Like, we were skipping grades, honey. Like, no. I'm not in school because I don't like school. Don't mean I'm stupid. I can't. So they're all and he's like, oh, Rod, you're out of line. And Simone's like, yeah, you was out of line. This is this. And started talking about my mom and a whole lot of other stuff. And I said it again. I do not like my mom. I do not like anybody in this group chat. But we're not about to sit over here and talk about her like she can defend herself in this doggone conversation. Especially after you just said that you don't do that. When you do. But it's fine. So that's when he got involved. And this is close to like 1. And then my brother Batman. We call him that because he hates his dad. I'm sorry. Because just using her words. He don't like his dad so much to the fact where he is a junior. And he refuses to, you know, use his dad's name. So we call him Batman. It's been like that ever since he was like maybe 3 or 4, and we've been calling him that ever since. But we go and he was in class during the time, and he was like, y'all stop arguing, y'all stop fighting, all this other stuff. Honestly, when I see him, I'm gonna beat his ass, and that's on period. Because what I need to do is read all the messages before you decide to come over here and try to mediate something, because I'm trying to protect you, because they was talking about your ass, honey. Don't come for me. Because that's what he was sitting over there doing, talking about something. You sitting over here acting like a child. We need to talk like adults. I was trying to talk like adults at first. I really was. But then you were sitting over, y'all sat over here and really just said that, yes, that question was aimed towards the boys. And, you know, then it was really aimed towards me. And then it was the boys again, then me. So I'm like, okay, no. And you sitting over here doing all the actionness. But, it's whatever. I just can't even. It was just a whole lot of going on. And I can't. But I was like, oh my gosh, you as a dad honestly should have said something way sooner. But at 1, the first thing you said was, I recommend family counseling. I'm sorry. I had to read that like 5 different times because I was like, did this bitch just say family counseling? Wait a minute. And then right after he said that, he put in all caps, I did not ask the girls to say anything for me and all that other stuff. I said, now, wait a minute, sir, whatever, because you're doing the absolute most. I know for a fact that you could not have read everything that was going on before you even posted that, because when I say I was writing essays, I was writing speeches for the president, okay? I mean, long. We were going. If you had an Android, like with them old Androids, you know, when like they'd be in a part 1, part 2, part all that stuff, you would have been getting 6 or 7 messages for one message. Then 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 messages for another message. I was playing no games. I was going all in, sweetie. But I was like, so obviously you did tell them that because ask them for that. And if you didn't, you implied it, which is why she asked that question for you. You should have intervened way longer. You only intervene now because I went and I called you out on how she's not your daughter. And you and her mom have been sitting over here lying to this girl since she came out the womb. Because she felt like she was entitled to ask me some questions and come from me with the relationship that I have with my dad. She needs to go focus on the relationship she have with her boyfriend, her mom, and her dad that she don't even know. So get it together, bitch. I'm not here for it. Do not go and expect and think that you are not finna get got. When you come for me, don't do that. I done tried to be nice, and obviously nice was not working. So here I am. This is me, okay? And if you don't like it, you can go sit down somewhere. I went and I said, and what you mean family counseling, sir? Because didn't you just do family counseling with Kyrie and there was a whole lot of stuff going on and you were sleeping with the doggone therapist and nothing really got done? You just really just made her life worse because the therapist was believing everything you were saying, which was a whole bunch of bullshit. And she really couldn't say two words about anything that was going on. It was mainly you talking with her in the room, but talking about her and how much she lies and stuff, which is so crazy because Kyrie really doesn't ever do anything. But it, then again, I'm not finna let her slide on everything that she was saying and agreeing with Simone with in this whole entire argument because it was wrong. It was wrong, period. Like, who are you to sit over here and come and try to judge and or figure out a relationship that has nothing to do with you? He is in y'all life more than he is ours. So I need to understand why y'all don't already know why we don't like this dude. He's sitting over here buying y'all shoes, clothes, all this other stuff. I don't even get a happy birthday on my birthday. Neither do the rest of my brothers. On the youngest brother, his birthday, like just this year in January, my dad didn't say anything. He says, oh, y'all need to go see y'all grandma in the hospital. You know, this might be her last birthday or something like that. Because I believe my brother and my grandma have like the same birthday or whatever. But it's the grandma on his side. I mean, on my dad's side. And I'm like, girl, no. But you couldn't even say happy birthday to your child while you were saying that. Like, you, what the heck? We don't ever get no happy birthday. But when it's one of their birthdays, you sitting over here. Oh, y'all make sure y'all speak to them and tell her happy birthday. And this. I'm like, again, he's in y'all life more than he is ours. So get it together, y'all. Y'all don't understand how much privilege y'all have. But steady over here getting mad because he don't let y'all do stuff when I can't ask him for anything. And honestly, I was still stuck on we all ask him for money. Sir, he's my dad. But what I'm not finna do is sit over here and expect some money from him. And I'm not catching no attitude and having a whole I'm not catching the attitude and texting and calling and putting on social media how mad I am at my dad and bad mouthing this dude because he ain't give me no money. Like, I can't, but it was just a whole lot going on. I can't. But then the last thing I was sitting over here saying is I'm not doing no family counseling. So y'all can cancel Christmas or whatever because I'm not going. I said everything I needed to say here. And honestly, today, I feel way better than I have ever felt about this entire situation. And that's really saying something. So this was my counseling. I got to see everybody's character. I got to see everybody's true feelings about everything. And y'all also got to see mine. I do want y'all to know that I will not be associating with any of y'all anymore because I don't have time for any of the foolishness or the drama and the toxicity that comes with dealing with y'all. And I'm over it. So you're all blocked. And that's it. I don't care if you're dead. Do not contact me. I will not go to your funeral. And if I do, it will be to read you for filth in your casket. That's on period. I wish you no harm or nothing. You go ahead and you live your life, sweetie. But don't contact me. Because when I get up there, when I get me some money, I'm finna be doing it, living it up, and gone. Don't contact me. I can't. The youngest brother didn't even say anything in the group chat this entire time because he was like, I just don't care. I'm just over it. I'm like, right. I should have. But honestly, I just couldn't. As soon as she had said that she was coming for all four of us, I can't because I don't play them kind of games. I don't like them. I don't like my mama. I don't like nobody. But you're not finna do that. That's so rude. That's so disrespectful. And you literally had no right to be asking them kind of questions. Bitch, please get out. Exit, girl. Exit. I can't. And exit. And please come back with a brain next time because you tried it. You tried it real good. You tried it real hard, but nope, not today, sir. Oh, my dad is just full of absolute crap, full of shit. I just can't even. Jaden the Batman said they was going to counseling. Jaden said, honestly, I might just go just to, run the bill up or something. I'm like, girl, I'm not going. I can't. I'm over it. It's so crazy because me and Jaden just had a conversation about Legends of Korra with me, Jaden, and Batman in a group chat. And then Batman had said something, and he was like, he's not in it or whatever, because he don't even like the show, because Last Airbender was obviously better. And so he, Jaden had messaged me privately, and we continued to talk about it. And I said, you know what's so crazy? That's all she could have did, you know, have the right people in the group chat when you're asking questions, because he had asked a question about Legend of Korra. I said, that's what she should have did. And he was like, correct. And that was it. I'm over the situation, but I'm not over the situation, but I'm over it. It's just like, I just can't believe the audacity that you would even ask that kind of question, especially with you literally just bad-mouthing this dude on Sunday when we were together, when I drove you to your mom's house to go get a splint for your finger because you just got into a fight with your boyfriend. Like, I can't. Like, the audacity. I can't. What? It's just a whole lot. Honestly, I can't. Y'all be sitting over here talking about family, but y'all don't act like one. And I need y'all to act like one if you're about to go and throw the word family all around. Like, it's a huge weight. No. I can't, and I refuse to be a part of a family that does not accept me for who I am, you know, sexually, first of all. And I refuse to be in a family that literally is dictated by some old dude that's finna croak over in a little bit anyway and a whole bunch of lies. Absolutely not. Especially if you're just finna listen to whatever he's saying. Like, they literally kept saying in the group chat, well, there's two sides to every story, and I feel like we should all hear him out or whatever. I said, okay, well, I'm waiting because he has yet to say anything. I don't know if he at work or at anything. But honestly, hasn't said anything. So, yeah. Right. I said, and furthermore, what we're not going to do is sit over here and act like whatever he's telling y'all in his story takes more presidents over one, because that's what y'all be doing. Everything that he be saying be gold, although he literally tried to kill you when you was in the womb and he not your daddy. So, right. Okay. I just can't. It's just a lie. Y'all sit over here and I can't stand when people defend people that badmouth y'all all the time, and y'all badmouth him. And I'm like, hold on, so y'all literally telling me that this whole question, that whole argument was based on the fact that us, the boys, badmouth him? I'm like, the girls say way worse stuff, and they're not being questioned? Right. But it's whatever. It's fine. I just can't with people. I can't stand when you sit over here and act like y'all like somebody in front of y'all face, and then when you get in a group chat or whatever, you act totally different. Don't be fake. I know I'm not. Whatever I said yesterday or whatever I said today will be the same thing that I say tomorrow and every other day until I change my mind when I get new facts and new evidence on something. Okay. And that's all there is. Y'all sitting over here doing the most. And for what? I can't. Too much. It is too much going on. No. I refuse. But, child, this thing about going on for an hour. This is what? 58 minutes and some seconds. Oh, girl. All right, let me go. Because, I'm just so over it. I'm so ready to fight. But then I'm not, because I'm not going to jail for none of y'all. No, thank you. So aggravating, because I was literally so close with Simone and Kyrie, but both of y'all literally just like really just did the wrong thing just then. But it's fine. Y'all go ahead and y'all keep sticking up for people that do not respect you as females or as a person. Literally went and told, like, everybody, like, in front of the kids that Kyrie's mom is his little fuck buddy and stuff. I'm sorry if that's not respecting women. That I don't know what is. Like, I can't.
I can't. And your mom still deals with him because she the dick must be real good. And she allows him to dictate everything that goes on in that house, although he does not even stay with you. So if you want to stick up for a man like that, for parents like that, you go ahead. But do not. Don't you ever come for me and for my brothers that are sitting over here doing our best to help you out in all of your situations, support you and everything that you be sitting over here doing and saying goals for Simone. Don't do that. I really wish y'all treat y'all siblings better because y'all really just be coming out here all kinds of sideways. But that's all the time I got. Y'all have a good day.